Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're here till 11 o'clock, and you guys are all awake. You called us. The lines are jammed up. Four lines. All jammed up, so we'll do our best right away to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And let's get right to your calls. We're going to go right to Ed in my hometown of Southington first. Morning, Ed. What's up?
Good morning. I've got a Mac question for you guys.
All right. We don't do a lot of work with Mac, but go ahead.
I know, but I figured let me give it a shot.
Sure.
I'm a graphic designer.
Yep.
And so, I've got a lot of hard drives, a lot of redundant backups, and I have an offsite backup and all of that.
Nice.
And I think I've got issues with my virus protection.
Okay.
Even though people say I don't need it, I just feel better.
You should always have virus protection. They're not telling you really the truth anymore when it comes to Macs and viruses.
Right. Well, what I've been reading, it seems that way. Now, I'm using, Intego virus barrier?
Okay.
And it seems to me it's slowing my system down.
It could.
That when I shut it off, I don't see that beach ball of death as much. And
beach ball of death, huh?
Yeah, which is just, I'm finding that sometimes just processing or saving things, it's really slowing me down. And I'm just wondering, I've looked into, I'm not going to go to the Kaspersky. Was it Kaspersky?
Don't go to Kaspersky. It's Russian.
Yeah, I'm not going to. No.
You can still have Russian dressing, though, on your salad.
No,
is fine.
No, I'm old enough to remember having to hide under your desk. So I'm not going to go with that. But, what about Bitdefender?
You could use that. We recommend Webroot.
What's it called?
Webroot. Webroot.
Really?
Yep. Check it out.
Okay.
We use it in our business practice for Macs and PCs.
Okay. And it won't... It won't be slow. It's much better in terms of my performance.
Correct. It's very light and very smart. Most antiviruses, the old antiviruses, and many of them still use what are called virus definition files.
Right.
So I like to equate it to a flu shot. So when you get your flu shot, you're hoping that that virus definition for the year is going to protect you from someone sneezing on you, right?
Gotcha.
So you're not going to get the flu. Yeah. Well, the old style virus softwares that use virus definitions, you'd have to use a tanker truck of flu shot, right? And they have to rip through that thing every day and try to figure out if you've got a virus. Where Webroot is smarter is it looks at processes and it'll say, wait a minute, Ed's using his graphic design program, that's fine. Ed's using his Excel, that's fine. Oh, wait a minute, what is this process I'm not aware of? I'm going to shut it down. So it doesn't bother looking at definitions as much as the old stuff does, and that's why we like it. So check it out. It's kind of cost you roughly $24 a seat per year. And, you should have antivirus on your computer, even if you have a Mac.
Yeah. Can I ask another quick question? It's just a curiosity.
Yeah.
I've got an older tower, 2008 tower, and what I was finding was that it kept just doing restarts on me out of the blue, and was getting worse and worse and worse.
Yep.
Got to the point where I couldn't even install a new system on it.
Wow.
And everything I was reading was leading me to think that I had to put a new logic board in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it apart, and it was loaded with dust.
Yep.
I mean, I blew the dust out of everything.
Both of us were thinking heat as you were talking.
Really?
Yep. Now you blew the dust out, and is it better?
Oh, my gosh. It's like a brand new machine.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I reseated the RAM and everything. So
if you do that to your refrigerator, it'll also cool better, too.
Yeah, this is true. So that's what it is then. So it's just the dust caused it to.
Yep.
Wow.
It's all it is. It kicks up on all the heat sinks. The CPU overheats, and the CPU says to itself, "Hey, I'm going to die if I don't shut down." And it saves itself, kind of like HAL, but it doesn't say anything.
Yeah. All right. Great. Thank you, guys.
All right,
appreciate
it. Our pleasure.
All right.
Bye bye. Yeah. Blow that dust out. Now, be careful. You know, you can blow connectors right off the board. So you know, maybe using a vacuum carefully. Don't do it on a shag carpet. You know, take the computer and don't place it on some 1970s vintage orange shag. Put it on a table, and you could blow it out with air, or you could vacuum it out carefully. You know, make sure the end of the hose of the vacuum is not metal, but these days they're not anymore. I mean, I'm kind of dating myself.
Just use canned air.
Canned air is a way. I worry sometimes about canned air and condensation, especially if it's cold. You can build up some condensation.
Don't spray it where the dust is. Don't just spray it everywhere.
Exactly. Blow the dust out.
Yeah, and the reason why it gets cold is the contents of the canned air is actually a refrigerant.
Right, and if you bring it out, and if you brought it out last week in a 90-degree out, if your wife told you, say, hey, you're not blowing that thing out in a house, you know, and you bring it outside and it's 90 degrees and you blow the cold air out of it, you're going to condense on your circuitry, and that's not good.
The geeky part about this is that the refrigerant is EPA certified, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can, like, put it in the air, unlike whatever's in your car or your
right.
house.
Yeah.
So I read an article about this guy that replaced the refrigerant in his AC unit with this with several cans of this canned air.
Really?
And he says it works great.
And it's a lot cheaper, I bet.
Yeah, I don't think it's any cheaper, but the point is that it works really well.
All right.
And if you have a leak in your system, it's no big deal because the EPA says it's fine.
Hmm. Okay. All right, we digressed a little bit there, but let's move on. We're going to go to Mike in West Hartford, who wants to talk about that 17-year-old copy of Excel. What's up, Mike?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
And, thanks for your show. I appreciate all of you know, it struck me that everything is one or zero, and so it should be yes or no.
Right.
Computers don't work that way. Weird.
Not anymore. They used to work that way, Mike.
See, I had a similar problem with an older version of Excel.
Yep.
And it worked on Windows 10 until I did an update, and then it
stopped working.
Out. And the way that it turned out that setting the compatibility mode to Windows 8.
Hmm. Good idea. Yeah, good point. So Microsoft did try to mess with your head and turn your Excel off. But then you went and said, you know what, I'm going to try one thing and set this old software to be compatibility mode, Windows 8, and it continued to work. That's a good point. We should have thought of that. It didn't cross our minds because the software was so darn old. We were still getting past that. So good point. So if that caller with the old 17-year-old Excel tries to configure that software in compatibility mode, it might override whatever Windows 10 did to him to make it stop working properly. Correct.
It was a result of an update.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then something, Anniversary edition or
creators, anniversary, spring, fall. They're calling it all sorts of things. Windows 10 has got a lot of flavors. It's got more flavors than 95 did. So
I hope that might help.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate the input.
And likewise, you guys do a great job. Thanks.
Our pleasure.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Yeah, good point. So that might work for that caller. We gave him a lot of things to try. It's 17-year-old software. That's a really old package. Let's go on to Gary in Berlin next. Morning, Gary.
Oh, the computer gurus. I love you guys. I've been listening to you guys since day one.
Wow, thanks.
A few things. I keep getting this Windows update, like the gentleman before was saying, is 0x800. I've got bad eyes here, so it's hard for me to see. I think it says 70922 or 10922. It keeps trying to update every single time, and it fails to update. So this
could it be an F? Again. Could it be an F0922?
It could be F0922. I just had cataract surgery, so my eyes are all messed up.
I hear you. Did you go to Fishman?
I was going to.
Okay, no sweat. I'm just curious.
I decided to let the veterans do it.
All right.
That kind of
over at the VA, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, it won't load. So I sit here for 30, 40 minutes while it tries to shut the computer off automatically, restart.
Yeah.
And then I can't get anywhere. And then I figured, well, maybe it was a malware. So I tried running Malwarebytes. Well, now Malwarebytes won't run in my machine. It says not configured correctly and won't run.
Wow.
So I reloaded all that again, and it still says not configured correctly.
Wow.
And then I go to your archive page, and nothing for nothing, but blue type at that size font on white background, I can't see it at all.
You can change your magnification on your screen.
If you went to black color, I would so appreciate it.
I hear you. If you changed your magnification a bit, that would probably help on your
screen. I've done that, but even with that, it's like...
Sorry.
Anyway, that's just my eyes for now, but... Is there any way of shutting those updates off?
The answer to that question is yes. We can.
Besides, they can see forward to the computer.
Yeah, we can do that. But there's also a Windows Update helper.
Oh.
That Microsoft has out, because for some reason the software itself can't figure it out. You have to get the Windows Updater helper enacted to bring down some of these things.
I know.
Have you tried that?
I took out a soundboard or something that was in a HP computer that had burned out or wasn't working or whatever. I don't know what
it probably wasn't compatible. So do you have sound again, or did they sell you a new soundboard?
The sound works, but the big kid over there says, "Oh, you don't need this anymore," and pulls it out and throws it away.
What? That's weird.
Yeah. What can I say? When you're 16 and have no facial hair, so I don't know. Let's not go there.
You can't trust anybody without facial hair.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we're going to put some links on this issue. We're thinking it's the 0x800, F as in Frank, 0922 error. We're also going to find information for you as far as that updater assistant. Now, I've had a similar problem with updates with Windows 10 on my own machine here, that I had to actually use that tool to get the update to occur.
Okay. All right, and I don't know why Malwarebytes, even off your site, I'm not getting it. It won't activate in my system.
I couldn't tell you why that's happening either. You may have to do Malwarebytes might have a cleaner or a uninstaller program that you have to run.
I tried to go into safe mode just a few minutes ago, and it wouldn't do it. I pushed F8 till your fingers
were bleeding.
Got numb.
I can't help you with that either as to why that's not happening. It should work.
C4 sounds like the option.
How old is the machine?
8 years old.
Yeah, it's getting up there.
All right, I'll put it on my Santa wish list.
There you go. But we'll put some links here for you to try to force the update to occur. We can also put information as to how to pause the updates. You really can't stop them, but you can kind of pause them. And that might help you as well, Gary.
Thank you, gentlemen. You're the tops.
All right, good luck with the eyeballs there.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. That surgery scares me. Right now I don't have any issues with it, but I just can't imagine. Cataract surgery is scary. All right, we're going to step out for a quick break before Matt gets mad at me. We have two lines open for you, Gretchen and Rich. Hang on. Feel free to get online, though. Two lines open, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll be right back. And we are back on this gorgeous Saturday morning. Thank you guys for joining us. And we do appreciate it. Coming up at 11, Dr. Lessie will be in with Healthy Rounds. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. But for now, we're talking computer stuff. And Bob and I are going to do our best to help you out. And we put the links up there. You know, the Windows 10 Update Assistant. Yes, Windows 10 needs an assistant. That's how great its updates are. It needs help from itself to update itself. I mean, it's kind of like having an assistant to the assistant to the assistant. Superintendent.
Well, all leaders need assistance.
Right.
So that way they have time to go out and play golf.
Guess so. So Windows 10 gets its own assistant to help it with its own updates. Can't make it up. Let's go to Rich in East Hartford. Been on the longest. Morning, Rich.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
I have an issue about wireless connection with my laptop.
Okay.
It worked fine for a couple of years. I've had this system for a couple of years. It's one of those Verizon Jetpack MiFis.
Okay.
And it connects to my laptop without a problem. Unfortunately, last 3 weeks now, it's like it won't connect. I've tried. I've probably messed up everything now.
Yeah.
I've tried it myself, but I'm still getting no connection. It's like my laptop doesn't know there's a Wi-Fi connection. There's no little bar that says all these available connections. Like I think you pick up my neighbors or whatever.
Oh, you can't see that anymore?
Nope.
Oh, okay. So I assume your Wi-Fi is turned on, right? You haven't turned it off?
Yep. No, it's turned on. And
all right.
Yep.
I'm thinking your card is done. The radio in your card, the radio inside that laptop, I think is damaged or bad or broken. What do you think, Bob?
Well, the first thing that I would do is go into the utility and make sure that the little radio button has set to where it's actually enabled.
So the hardware side of it, not the software side of it.
Correct.
So the laptop itself has the ability to toggle that Wi-Fi radio. Mine happens to be F12. You'll see this little, like, it looks like an old-fashioned radio where you've got the antenna and these radiating little ears coming off the side. So you could have toggled it off physically on your box, on your laptop. Even though you're turning it on the software.
Yeah, mine is function F11.
Yeah, and that's a security feature because you may not want your Wi-Fi enabled in public areas, and that's why you turn it off and on. So make sure you toggle it on. If that's all there is to it, you win. This is going to fix your problem.
Wow. If you
toggle it and it still doesn't come back on, I think your radio is damaged or failed, then you can go out and buy a third-party USB adapter. Now, it's going to be like a thumb sticking out of your machine. You're going to plug it into your USB port on your laptop, load the drivers for it, and it's now going to act as your wireless adapter if this toggle doesn't work for you.
Okay. Now, that toggle, I can find in the hardware and sound part of it in my control panels. Is that where I would find that?
That would be, you look where under network and sharing center generally, and you'd find the wireless adapter setting. This is Windows 10?
No, 8.1.
Similar then. But under network and sharing center, there should be a spot there for your wireless adapter.
What kind of a computer is it?
HP?
HP.
Now, HP may have a piece of software that it's wireless management.
And right.
It could be turned off in there as well.
Yeah.
See, I typically change it to let Windows manage my wireless, but, Dell, HP, all the manufacturers, Lenovo, they all have their wireless management software, which
right.
I try to turn off.
So it could be there, too. So what you want to do is you want to kind of, you can go and do a Google search on the make and model of your laptop and try to find the manual on turning off and on Wi-Fi. And it'll tell you specifically where that toggle is we're talking about for the physical turn off and turn on, and then you'll have to look at the software side of things.
Okay.
And make sure it's turned on, and then if it's turned on and you can see other people's wireless, you win. If it's turned on and you're still not seeing it, I think that it's damaged and you just need a new Wi-Fi adapter. You just go to Best Buy. It's like $30 or $40. Plug it in the side there, load the software, and you're back in business, except it's going to be sticking out the side.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you very much. That sounds great.
All right, Rich, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Yep, bye-bye.
Good day.
You too. All right, let's move on to Winstead and Gretchen. What's up, Gretchen?
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Driving in my car, and I heard this show, and I thought, wow, maybe you can help me.
Okay.
This is about my 89-year-old mother's computer. It's a Dell laptop, and it's about 8 years old, and she hasn't been able to send emails.
Okay.
And I went to her house yesterday, and I found that it wasn't connected to the correct Wi-Fi.
That'll do it.
So I connected it to the correct Wi-Fi, and she was able to send emails. And then we shut the computer off and turned it back on, and she was unable to send emails once again. We were on the correct Wi-Fi network, and I couldn't get on the internet as well as not being able to send emails.
All right. Well, not getting on the internet's the problem still. You're not getting the right IP.
Yeah. She has Windows 7,
mm-hmm.
and her cable provider is Xfinity.
Okay. So we're coming up against a hard break, Gretchen. Can you hang on over the news break?
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a quick break and put Gretchen on hold. One line open for you. We'll get to her call. And Michael and Mark, hang on. We're here till 11 o'clock, so feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Everything we've talked about has been posted live by Mike G over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And if you go to Facebook, and like us on Facebook, and Mark Zuckerberg deems the news worthy, he might, just might send it to your newsfeed. Unless it's some sort of controversial thing, like, I don't know, the Declaration of Independence, then it may not get to you. And of course, if you follow us on Twitter, right below Donald Trump, at TabComputerSys, it'll get to you as well. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. The lines are all jammed up. You guys have been with us all Saturday morning. It's been a gorgeous Saturday, so we appreciate that you're giving us some rings. And if the Garden Talk folks are listening, I have an idea for you guys. Pool chemistry. It's not quite gardening, but you still deal with pH, and it's in your backyard. You might find it's a topic you should consider, because I can tell you, I've been fighting my pool all season, whether it be metal in the water, having to use ascorbic acid, vitamin C to clean the liner. It's been a nightmare right now. The pool, I mean, I don't even want, just the word pool is making me angry. So maybe a show about pool chemistry.
Pool talk
on Garden Talk might be just a topic, just a thought. I don't know. You talk about probably water gardening.
In the summer, they can do swimming pools. In the winter, they could do billiards.
Well, there's that. But, I mean, I could actually just decide to put koi in my pool right now, you know, make it a koi pond and call it a day. But I digress. Let's go to Gretchen again in Winsted, who's trying to get her mom back online. You there, Gretchen?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So what we think the problem is DNS. It has to do with you're not getting a good DNS IP address from your internet provider, even though you're on the Wi-Fi, because you did reconnect her, correct?
Yes, I did.
So we're going to have you do an IP config release and an IP config renew, and we're going to put a link up there on our site to show you the directions as to how to do that, and that'll refresh your IP addresses coming from your firewall from your internet provider.
Okay.
That should solve it, we suspect, because you're connecting. And if it does, you want to also protect your mom by looking at how to configure OpenDNS for her, so that instead of dealing with this DNS issue you have now, she'll always have good, clean, protected DNS service from Cisco. And you put the DNS IP addresses in her DNS settings in her network card going forward, and she shouldn't have this issue again.
Oh, okay, great.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right, good. So let us know if it helps, and we'll be here every Saturday.
Where do I go to get that information?
Okay, great. Great question. It's the name of the show.com, computertalkwithtab.com, or you can use the name of the show.com and you'll get there too.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right, Gretchen.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, DNS issues like that are common, especially if you've had issues, if the provider hasn't sent new fresh configs, or maybe they deprecated one of the DNS servers that they use and you still use one of the old ones in your settings. Let's go on to your calls, and we're going to go to Michael in Cromwell next. Michael, what's up?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I have a Windows 7 computer, and I went to upgrade my maps on my Garmin.
Okay.
So I plugged it into the computer. I went to where I was supposed to install the updates, but what it made me do was download Microsoft.NET Framework 4.7.2.
Yep.
Am I okay doing that?
Yeah.
Okay, because it seemed like my computer, I don't know if it was just like, you know, I was thinking that it might have done something. It seemed like it was a little slower than normal. But, so I'm not sure if,
legitimate.
I should be like uninstalling it or doing a system restore or anything like that, or just leave it be. It's working okay.
Yeah, that's legitimate. A .NET update like that is a software framework that different applications require, and yours was too old for it to then apply the Garmin map to your Garmin.
Correct.
So that's why you had to do it.
Okay, so I'm okay, just leave it be then.
Yeah, you're completely normal. Have you tried Waze out?
What is it again?
Waze, W-A-Z-E.
Waze, like
W-A-Y? W-A-Z-E. It's something you'd have on your smartphone. Do you have a smartphone?
I do.
Check out Waze.
Okay, W-A-Z-E.
Yep, you can get it from Android. Obviously, it's an Android tool, or you can download it on your Apple device. And the great thing about Waze, as opposed to Garmin, is it'll tell you where there's problems on the highways, like cars that are pulled over. It'll tell you where the speed traps are. It'll actually give you a better route.
Right, right.
And so check it out. I mean, Garmin's fine, but if you haven't tried Waze, I think you'll be hooked. Now, you got to run it with your phone plugged into your power, because it uses a lot of juice for that. But check it out. You might like it.
All right, yeah, thanks a lot, and I feel a lot better, but I haven't slept for a few days.
Really? You haven't slept over .NET?
You know, well, not really, not technically, but you know what I mean. I was just thinking, everything was working fine, and then I did this, and
well, that's
I
the whole,
messed something up.
Yeah, that's the whole problem with Microsoft. They've got that reputation. Everyone's twitchy. They don't even know. Nobody knows what to do. What's real? What's not real? What you can upgrade? What you can't upgrade? You know, who's tricking you into doing something? Who's not?
Well, that's what I originally thought. I just said, "Come on, now, what's this?" So I said, "All right, let me." I hesitated on doing it, but I said, "All right." So I clicked install, and then right after that, I had that feeling
that
in my gut.
Sinking feeling, right? You're like, "Oh,
yeah. And, oh, did I do the right thing?"
I know.
And, you know, whatever.
I know. You can't trust anything anymore. I know.
I know. That's the way. That's the way of the world, right?
Kinda. Hey, what's your password?
I almost gave it to you.
I know. I was hoping.
I hesitated.
You did hesitate. We like that you hesitated, Michael.
Oh, my God. You're funny.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Listen, have a good weekend. Yeah,
yeah, you too. Bye-bye. Yeah, you can't trust anything anymore. It's sad. It's definitely sad. Let's go on to Mark in South Windsor. Mark, what's up? Mark, you there? Uh-oh, he's listening to the show on the delay. Mark, you there? Oh, boy. Mark going once? He's going to catch up in a couple seconds. Mark going twice. Mark, come on. You're right there. I hear you, bud. Mark, you just heard. I heard my own.
Yes, I'm here.
There you are.
Here.
You're listening on the stream, so we're 7 seconds behind. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing fine. How are you?
Hey, I'm have this thing, right? You know how you turn on the computer and everything?
Yeah, you may want to turn off your radio because it's going to mess with your mind as you hear yourself seconds later.
Can't hear myself talk.
Yeah, it's going to really mess you up.
Okay. So, you know how you go on, when you boot up your computer, then you go online and you have Firefox come up and Google, you press the one you want.
Yeah, yeah, we talked about this last week.
Right. I went to your site and I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do what?
I couldn't, I couldn't program my computer. Can you guide me through, please?
What do you mean you couldn't program it?
I couldn't figure it out, man.
So you can't. When you click on the little beach ball, Chrome.
Yeah, I just did it right now, and the same stupid site comes up. It says manuals.
Okay, right. You're going to the
Firefox would come up, and it would say
right
Firefox, and I'd be able to get my email that way. Go through, you know.
This has to do with your home website. What's happening is your manuals was decided to be your home website. You have to go and tell Firefox. Yep, you have to tell Firefox or Chrome, whatever, whichever browser you're using, that is no longer your default.
Okay, I have it on now.
Yep.
I can hear you better.
Good.
So I want to get rid of that.
Manuals, I know.
A to Z manuals.
Right.
And have the old Firefox come up because with Gmail there, that was really.
So, Mark, on the old Firefox, I have no idea where you're talking about as far as where to put you.
Well, you know the beach ball?
I do know the beach ball.
And then Firefox
Chrome
comes up.
Well, Chrome is the beach ball. Firefox is the fox with wrapped around the blue ball.
That's the one I mean.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's the one I want.
So when you bring up Firefox, you have to go into the settings, and you got to tell it that your home screen is whatever that old screen was. I don't know what it was, and I couldn't even venture a guess as to what it was. Clearly, it's not manuals. But somehow, that manuals page got locked in as your home screen. You just got to change the home screen in Firefox. So we can put a link. We have to have a link for you because you have to follow these instructions step by step to how to change your home screen. It's not hard to do. But I couldn't tell you which site you really want. You would need to know that. So you're going to take out www.whatevermanuals.com from your home screen, and you're going
to
replace it.
A to Z manuals.
Yeah,
I'm on it right now.
Yeah, you're going to replace that A to Z manuals with something that you want, which I have no idea what it is or what it was. And if
it was just the fox with the.
Okay, just the fox. Then that'll
the
just
blue world sign there.
Okay. Then you could just do blank, I think. Just leave it as a blank. And
About
blank. And then you'll just start fresh. But we're going to put the link up there for you, Mark. You have to go to computertalkwithtab.com. And it'll walk you through how to change your home screen, which is what your problem is, to something other than what you find.
I wish I got this right. www.computertalkwithtab.
Yeah. You got a dot you missed, but I trust you're going to put it in there. www.computertalkwithtab.com. And it'll be there for you, Mark, I promise. How to change your home screen in Firefox.
It used to come up before.
I know.
You would see Firefox.
I hear you.
You'd see Gmail.
I know.
You'd see all kinds of whatever their home
A to Z manual.
I know. Firefox.
A to Z manual decided.
You know how Firefox is better and it's faster.
I agree. A to Z manual somehow got in there as your default. And I frankly can't believe they did this to you. But we'll put a link up there for you.
I
hear you.
All right, sir.
All right.
I understand. Have okay. a good day.
You too. Bye bye. Poor Mark. I feel for the guy.
He probably went to the site. It threw up a little pop-up that said, do you want to make this your homepage?
Right.
And people hate those pop-ups, and they click on any button that's close, and it's usually the yes button.
I know.
And then that's it.
It is one of those. So hopefully Mark will get corrected there. He's just going to follow those instructions. The more he reads those manuals, so he'll get better. Not the A to Z manuals. It's the other thing, the Firefox information. Let's go on to – I can go to another call, right, Matt? All right, we're going to go to Michelle in Durham next. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, how are you?
Doing fine. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
What's up?
I have a couple quick questions.
All right.
I am decided now that I hate Microsoft. The last straw was when they
what
took
happened?
Away. Well, I started using Outlook, mm-hmm. became very frustrated with all the things you can't do mm-hmm. in Outlook in like Microsoft's home.
Mm-hmm.
version.
All right.
And then they took away, I can't use a password now. They took away the option to force it to have a password every time I use Outlook Mail.
Okay.
And so I'm like, what? Why would you take that away? That's a security thing.
Mm-hmm.
I got tired of it. So I'm starting to move towards Apple, and I at least they're saying that they're protecting our privacy better. I hope that's true.
Mm.
It's pretty much my only other option. So
okay.
My question is about email.
Yeah.
So I had a Hushmail account.
Okay.
I still have it, but I had moved everything to Outlook. And I'm wondering about Apple's mail, you know, iMail, I guess it is, versus ProtonMail versus Hushmail.
Hmm.
And as far as privacy goes,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not really concerned about my stuff being hacked. I'm more concerned about companies just keeping huge databases of my mail for ads and things like that.
Right.
And then I had called you a few years ago about setting up a private file server at home.
Like Hillary did.
Because I was using Microsoft was sort of forcing us, anytime anyone in the family wanted to use that file server, they sort of had to every time they logged onto their computer, they sort of had to reconnect to this file server.
Hmm.
So at that point in time, it wasn't working very well. I think
right.
Microsoft really wanted you to use their server, their own server setup, which I didn't like very much.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then I'm getting, when I go to look up privacy on email, I'm getting a lot of information about either setting up a private domain on a company that does that for you,
mm-hmm.
or setting it up at home. So what's your advice? 30 seconds. What's
yeah,
your
I know. So obviously when you have control of your own mail server, as we recommend for our business clients, you have the best mm-hmm. control over your security. Okay. So that's
okay.
number one, having your own server. That's why Hillary did what she did, because she wanted to keep control over the mail. That's why she's a good example.
But it got hacked.
So it did, but she could delete whatever she wanted, and that way you
yeah.
can't see whatever she did.
Right.
So when it's on some sort of cloud scenario, the
mm-hmm.
folks can go and subpoena that. They can go and tell Microsoft right now that I want to look at Michelle's email, and then that subpoena is there, and Microsoft is going to put aside your mail for them.
I'm not really concerned about
that. No, I know you're not. I'm just talking about
yeah.
why people do this. But setting up your own mail server internally in your house is probably not something you want to deal with.
Okay.
So it comes down to these mail services, and I looked at Hushmail. I've not played with it at all, but I guess the Hushmail gave all their email to the feds back in 2007. So you have the same exact scenario. If you want to protect your mail and the government wants access to it, they can get it, for better or for worse. I'm not making any commentary on that, but if you're not doing anything wrong, you're fine. It's only when you're doing something wrong. Depends on whose definition of wrong is. You want it for
the United States.
Yeah, you want it for marketing reasons.
Yes.
Yeah. So you don't want people marketing to you based on your email. So stay away from Hotmail, stay away from Gmail, stay away from Yahoo Mail. Apple does purport to be more private. So I would say that I would give that a shot for you. I think it would solve your concern based on it just being a marketing concern. And Apple so far says that they're not selling your information to other people. You can believe them or not. I'm not sure that I would necessarily, but they do tend to be more privacy-driven than the other folks who are giving their emails away for free, because Microsoft charges for everything. I don't even know if they're charging you for the email, too. They probably will be.
Well, it's all part of what they're charging us for, which is the operating system.
Yeah, and the space and stuff for your mail.
Yeah.
So I think that's the way I would angle for you, based on your concern specifically.
Mm-hmm.
If you're thinking about going there anyways, they do seem more privacy-friendly than other companies, because Microsoft, Google, Yahoo, Facebook, Amazon, they're not privacy central.
Right. What about things like iCloud or cloud-based services, Dropbox for backups and file servers, things like that?
That's a bad idea. If you think about what happened with the Fappening, we talk about this often. The Fappening is when people hacked the iCloud accounts and all their naked nudies got spread around by all the celebrities.
I'm sorry for laughing. That's not.
That's why I say it.
I don't have that. But
no, but again, they were easily tricked into giving up that information, and their privates were spread around the internet. So places like that are something I would warn you about. And it's a bit of a problem, because people have their iPhones and they don't realize everything they're doing is syncing up to the cloud. And then if that iCloud account gets compromised, maybe stuff they don't want out is out there.
Well, can you redirect that to a file server, like a local server?
Not from the iPhone, from what I understand. You'd have to turn off the iCloud for the iPhone, if that's possible. And then you'd have to configure a local NAS backup using Time Machine or something like that, where you would sync to your local Mac computer that then backs up to your local NAS, all within your own, control. A lot of work, and you should be able to do that, but a lot of work.
You have Microsoft machines, and now this is my first Apple phone. I've got a phone.
Apple phone, yeah. Well, iPhone, yeah, for the Microsoft machines, you can do backups to a local NAS. We recommend the MyCloud from Western Digital. And, of course, the word MyCloud is another problem, because you can reach that data remotely if you want to. It's a big pain. It's a lot of work to keep your stuff within your control, Michelle. And every time you send something in between systems, if it's not encrypted, it's going to land on these different systems. And so,
well, that Proton Mail and Hushmail do the point-to-point encryption, at least they say they do.
Yeah,
and,
I've read that.
But I guess there's nothing, what you're saying is there's nothing comparable for backing up doesn't involve my own file.
Right. I think that's going to be something you got to take a look at and make sure you understand whatever goes up to the iCloud. Make sure it's not something you don't worry about being out there.
No, I'm not really. I just feel annoyed a little rebellious that there's just no easy way to
keep
my data private. So
of course not. That's how
much effort to put into this.
Yeah, that's why Mark Zuckerberg is a billionaire. I mean, he knows everything about us. It's because of how he set up his market. Same thing with Google. Same thing with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's all free because we're the commodity, and we gave it to him willingly.
Right.
And finally, they're starting to put out some rules. Even though that California law is the strictest ever, the penalty is $7,500 for these companies. So that's a drop in the bucket. There's still no legislators who's willing to do what's right to protect our privacy. And we're still the ding-a-lings that accept these services for free and don't think about the fact that they're free because we're the commodity.
Right. Okay.
All right.
So if I really wanted to do this, I need to set up my own file server.
I wouldn't do that.
Try to make it all work.
Yeah, but you're going to kill yourself doing that, Michelle.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
are you saying I just have to accept the situation?
No, I think Apple's a good – look at Apple. They do say that they are going to be more – secure for consumers. Take it with a grain of salt, but that is one of their things. And I would contend that you can believe them, I guess, until you can't. You can believe them until you can't, right? Until you see Lester Holt say, "Hey, in the news, Apple let everybody's data out." Until you hear that, I guess you can believe them.
All right. Well, thank you for your help.
My pleasure, Michelle. Good luck.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All
bye.
Right, bye-bye. Can't keep anything private these days, right, Bob? All right, let's go to Bristol and Dolores next. Hey, Dolores, what's up?
Hi. I have a, a Brother printer.
Yep.
And my iPhone, and I'm trying to print from my Google, Chromebook. Okay.
Anyhow,
I can print from my phone, and everything is fine. When I go to try to print from my Chromebook, it keeps saying that the printer is offline. I don't know how it could be offline if I can print from my phone.
Because I think Chromebooks need something else to host that printing. Have you ever printed from the Chromebook wirelessly before?
I have, and it worked before.
All right.
And then suddenly it's not working. The only thing I do need to tell you is that I change locations, and sometimes I live here, sometimes I live in Florida.
No, lucky you.
Yeah, I am lucky. You're right. Absolutely. But the problem is I have also a printer in Florida. So I don't know if because I'm moving from place to place, that has something to do with it. Although my phone works fine in both places and I can print in both places from my phone.
Well, supposedly there is just some settings you got to click off here to have this work. And we found a YouTube video on how to do this for you.
You did?
Yeah. There's some sort of setting you have to turn off and on in your Chromebook to make this work. However, they also, because it's wireless, the Chromebook could be pointing at the wrong IP address. If it's IP, if it uses IP, it may not use IP. It probably does. Yeah, it probably does. But what we have actually have a YouTube for you to how to print wirelessly to a Brother printer with your Chromebook.
Okay.
So,
all right. Now, will that be online?
Of course it will. Over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com, the name of our show, .com, and you can go ahead and take a look at it, and it'll be there for you, Dolores, in a few minutes.
Thank you.
Our
I
pleasure.
Really appreciate it. You have no idea how frustrating this is.
Oh, we do. Trust us.
Thank you. I enjoy your show very much.
All right. Thank you. Our pleasure.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
We live those problems every day.
Yeah. When people say they have no idea how frustrating it is, we support over 6,000 systems. We know exactly how frustrating it is. Exactly. All right, so I want to thank you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. Stick around. Dr. Alessi is in the green room, and he'll be taking your questions and comments and, of course, giving you a second opinion on your health advice. So stick around for that. Thank you, Mike G., for posting everything live for us. We're going to have it all up there for you at ComputerTalkWithTab.com, thenameoftheshow.com, over at Facebook if you like us on Facebook at Tab Computer Systems, and, of course, if you follow us on Twitter right after you follow Donald Trump is saying at Tab Computer Systems, it'll be there as well. Thank you, Matt, for producing.
See you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.